It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Sarah Palin came back to Alaska last night. It was her first trip home since she became an instant celebrity during the Republican convention. A cheering crowd was there to greet her, along with some of the journalists who've been trying to fill in the blanks in Palin's story. Many Alaskans view Palin as a reformer. That reputation helped land her a spot on John McCain's presidential ticket, and it was no accident. From Fairbanks, NPR's Martin Costi takes a closer look at how Palin cultivated her image.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic moment here in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Governor Palin was welcomed to Fairbanks with the theme from Top Gun as her campaign jet taxied to a stop in front of a hangar jammed with cheering supporters.
The doors opened up.
Never before have Alaskans seen one of their own dominate the national political scene like this.
And I just want to thank you so much for this warm welcome. It's going to be awesome to get to spend a couple of days here.
Palin delivered a short version of her standard stump speech, reminding her audience of her efforts to clean up the state of Alaska.
The ethical standards that had led to closed doors and closed door dealings and self-interest, it's gone. Even the state's luxury jet, it's sold. But I say that, hopefully not sounding hypocritical as you watch me walk off that.
Palin pointed at the big jet parked outside, painted with her name. Palin's rise has certainly been meteoric, but how did she do it? There's been a lot of attention paid to her time as mayor and her 21 months as governor, but it might be more instructive to look at the years between those two offices, a period starting in 2002 after a failed bid for lieutenant governor. Using her Republican connections, she got a job, a plum of a job, chairwoman of the state's Oil and Gas Watchdog Commission. But she didn't keep it.
She quit probably one of the higher-paying jobs she's ever had. Because she saw stuff she didn't like.
Eric Croft was a Democratic legislator at the time. He recalls how Palin quit over the ethics violations of another commissioner, a man who also happened to be the chair of the state Republican Party. Croft was impressed, and he asked her to join him in another ethics fight, this time a conflict of interest complaint against the state's Republican Attorney General. He says Palin jumped at the chance.
It's kind of funny now. I was a little bit protective of her. I'm a lawyer. I wanted her to understand the legal consequences. It seems a little odd now because clearly she can take care of herself.
At this point, Palin was just a private citizen. Still, filing the ethics complaint seemed like a crazy move for someone still hoping for a future in Republican politics.
You know, she just had all the Republicans in the state mad at her.
Wev Shea is a former U.S. attorney and also a reform-minded Republican. He says Palin's ethics stance was just what his party needed.
She knows what's right, and she knows what's wrong, and she's willing to take a stand.
But there are some in Alaska who say Palin sometimes takes her morality too far. Howard Bess is a retired Baptist pastor who's known Palin for years.
She will shake hands with the devil, but won't do business with him.
By the devil, Bess means himself. He says Palin will shake his hand, but treats him as a political enemy because of his liberal views on gay rights and abortion. He says this uncompromising morality is a trait common to fundamentalist Christians.
They see life as a struggle between good and evil must be defeated at all costs.
He says it's a trait that serves her well when it comes to filing ethics complaints.
But the idea of her being the person that is involved with the world in foreign relations, you draw lines like this and you blow up the world.
Others in Alaska say Palin's morality is not so single-minded, nor is it lacking in strategy, according to Eric Croft.
She actually used that pit bull with lipstick joke line in an opinion piece back then.
Even in 2004, Croft says, Palin was already styling herself as the ethics crusader.
You need to understand her as a combination of ethics and ambition. You know, I saw it as, was I using this woman for political purposes? But I think it was at least as much the other way around. You know, she understood how this would advance where she wanted to go.
In the 2004 op-ed article that Croft mentions, Palin ridiculed the notion that her ethics campaign had a political motivation. After all, she wrote, wasn't she just a housewife and a hockey mom? 10 months later, the hockey mom started her campaign for governor. Martin Costi, NPR News, Fairbanks.